The Safeway supermarket chain has agreed to pay $3 million to the U.S. Attorney's Office in a settlement that involves missing pain medication from a pharmacy in Wasilla. An agreement signed Tuesday between Safeway and the Department of Justice says the Wasilla Cars Pharmacy was investigated by the Drug Enforcement Administration for failing to follow DEA protocols on reporting missing controlled substances, like opioids. This is Jody Underwood, a DEA special agent based in Seattle.
We received a loss notification from Safeway and Wasilla regarding over 12,000 tablets of hydrocodone. Our investigators reviewed the situation. It was determined that they had not reported it in a timely manner.
The DEA says the pills went missing in 2013 and were not reported to the agency until 2014. The pharmacy is supposed to report it within one business day. According to a statement from the agency, the pills were stolen by employees. The settlement documents say Safeway encouraged unlawful practices by directing pharmacists to report missing drugs only internally. The investigation shows it was happening at five different pharmacies, including the one in Wasilla.
When there's untimely reporting of a significant loss such as this, I mean, it can thwart our investigative efforts. So, you know, we are in the middle of an opioid crisis. It is critical that all involved in the supply and distribution chain do their part.
To settle the broader case, Safeway will pay $3 million directly to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Washington within 20 days.